It's time to check in with Teddy Nykel, of course, from the Milwaukee Business Journal. And last week, Teddy, a lot of people were talking about Harley Davidson's announcement that they were no longer going to have diversity, equity, inclusion policies for the business. But there's a little bit of fallout as we're finding out that maybe other companies in the area are going to follow that lead.
You know, actually, Libby, the good news is the companies locally we've talked to have said that they are committed to keeping their diversity, equity, inclusion initiative. So it kind of seems like Harley is a little bit isolated in this sense, which is a good thing if you support diversity, equity, and inclusion. But just to back up a little bit, Harley Davidson on Monday issued a statement after a lot of backlash by conservative social media influencers in recent weeks who kind of were pushing the company, criticizing the company's wokeness and embracing of DEI. So last week, Harley Davidson issued a statement saying that it was saddened by the negativity on social media, but that it no longer has a DEI function and it has discontinued its diversity spending goals. So this actually got national attention just because it's a major company saying they are no longer embracing DEI, which is in recent years, we've seen so many companies signing on to DEI initiatives, particularly since 2020 when we had the unfortunate incident in Minneapolis with George Floyd's death. But anyway, we have talked this week and last week to a lot of other employers in the area, kind of asking them what they think about this, if they plan to also cut DEI initiatives, especially in an election year and as budgets are getting tight. But the companies that we heard back from, which included Manpower Group, Rockwell Automation, Freighter, WEC Energy Group, which owns We Energies, those companies all said that they remain committed to their DEI goals.
Did any of them avoid answering your question? Or did all the ones you reached out to say, yes, we're absolutely
no.
going to keep
so,
DEI?
Yes, we did not hear back. We probably reached out to about a dozen companies locally and only heard back from five. So I can't speak for the ones that didn't respond. Mm-hmm. But yes, not everyone answered our question. So that does kind of raise the question if there are other companies facing pressure. You know, interestingly, it seems to be more consumer-focused companies like Harley, Bud Light, for example, or Anheuser-Busch, not based in Milwaukee, but have faced more scrutiny of their DEI programs than business firms. So that is an interesting thing as well. Just kind of depends on the type of business that's facing this backlash. But another thing to note is Milwaukee's largest business group, the Milwaukee Metropolitan Association of Commerce, MMAC, they launched a Region of Choice initiative about 5 years ago with the goal of increasing Black and Hispanic hiring for management positions. And they are continuing that program, and they have seen success with that program. So that's encouraging to see that lots of local employers signed on to that pledge and have been increasing their diversity in that way.
Do you think that Harley Davidson made this decision based on what they were hearing from their customers and they wanted to reflect their political beliefs?
Yeah, a lot of the criticism that they were hearing was on social media, but they also did, you know, at their recent Sturgis Harley rally, they had motorcyclists who are kind of supporting the criticisms as well. So it does seem to be kind of something that they believe that's in line with their brand. They see it as allowing more freedom is kind of how I've seen it phrased, you know, not imposing DEI initiatives. The company did say that they continue to have employee resource groups within the company that focus on professional development and networking and mentoring for various groups that are aimed at women, veterans, Hispanic populations, Asian and African American groups, and LGBT plus employees. So, you know, that's a form of DEI as well. But the company said it's exclusively focused on growing the sport of motorcycling and retaining its loyal riding community. So long answer to your question, but yeah, it's a complicated issue.
Well, a lot of Harley riders love wide open spaces. And I understand if you got $65 million burning a hole in your pocket, you can get a 190-acre ranch out in Wyoming.
Yeah, so Herb Cole, the well-known Milwaukee business executive and philanthropist who passed away last year, he owned this property in Wyoming since the 70s. And now he's passed away. The property is for sale for $65 million. The really interesting thing is the proceeds from the sale will go to Herb Cole Philanthropies. So that's a lot of money that this local philanthropy organization could be seeing. But Herb Cole used this beautiful ranch in Wyoming as a personal retreat, and he also hosted friends and employees there for people who don't remember former Senator Herb Kohl was a U.S. Senator. He also was formerly the owner of the Milwaukee Bucks, very well known. And he was known for hosting people at this ranch, including Bud Selig of the former MLB commissioner. So a lot of Milwaukeeans have probably been to this ranch. And now, yeah, the beautiful property is for sale.
In all the research you did on that story, did it come up how much he paid for that originally in the 70s?
That's a great question. That was not something that did come up. But interestingly, he purchased it from a different U.S. Senator, Clifford Hansen, who was also formerly, I believe, the governor of Wyoming. So that area of Wyoming is actually known locally as Senator's Row. So that was an interesting thing I did find out during my research there.
Ah, so that's where all the politicians hang out in the off-season.
Yeah.
Speaking of real estate, tell us about this apartment complex that's proposed now in South Milwaukee.
Yeah, so we're talking about the former Bucyrus Erie campus in South Milwaukee. That was a manufacturer that was purchased by Caterpillar, and then Caterpillar moved out of that facility in about 2018. And ever since then, there's been various efforts to redevelop that former industrial area. For the last several years, a local developer, QL Amin of Scott Crawford Development, has been planning to redevelop a couple of several buildings on the property into housing. And he's gone through several proposals and several iterations of that plan in the last few years. As of right now, the plan is moving forward. Right now, the latest version is a $50 million development. It would include 177 apartments and 8,000 square feet of commercial space on that former industrial campus. The project still needs more city approvals before the work can begin, but the latest news that we have recently is that the project is still moving forward, and we have the kind of the latest plans on what they're proposing for that site.
My favorite story of the week, Teddy, the funky fresh spring rolls. I love the name of that business. Tell us about it.
Yeah, this is a great heartwarming local story. So Funky Fresh Spring Rolls, Milwaukee company that started out of the Sherman Phoenix Marketplace. They operated there for 5 years, and they've really developed a great following. After kind of starting out at Sherman Phoenix, they began partnering with the company behind Palermo to develop frozen products, and they've been expanding that. So the products are available in Outpost Natural Foods locations in the Milwaukee area, and they're preparing for more of a national distribution next year. So it's really cool to see kind of this locally homegrown company really branching out. They've, again, developed a following, and so now these fresh spring rolls are available frozen, and in October they're going to be available at Woodman's and Sendick's markets. So they're rolling out at more and more stores with plans to expand to 100 stores regionally by the end of this year and 500 stores nationally in 2025 through a partnership with Palermo. So really exciting for this local entrepreneur.
And I love the name Funky Fresh Spring Rolls. Teddy Nykl, always great to have you here.
Thanks so much, Libby.